you looked at the markets yesterday, they were all three indices on Wall Street up 2% or more. The markets seem to have thrown off the financial meltdown, although there are sort of notions of where the recovery stands right now. The issues of what caused the financial meltdown seem far in the past to investors today. Louise Story joins us, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the winding down of this commission that's looking into the causes of the financial meltdown. We've noted this commission's hearings in the past, and here is former Lehman Brothers chief executive Dick Fuld, who testified during one of the final hearings that took place yesterday.
I believe the examiner's report distorted the relevant facts, and the press in turn distorted the examiner's report. The result is that Lehman and his people have been unfairly vilified.
So, first of all, let's assess Dick Fuld's role in this story. The failure of Lehman Brothers was one of the big dramas in the meltdown and led to a lot of the decisions that happened subsequently.
Yeah, this is about the writing and the rewriting and the rewriting of history. So, you know, he's referring to the examiner's report on the Lehman bankruptcy that came out early this spring, which was very critical of Lehman management. But, you know, this commission we're talking about, which is right now in its very last hearing in Washington, is going to write another report.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be out in December. And so, you know, Dick Fuld is hoping that his version of what will happen will be in this other report. And his version is that, look, we did all we could. We really didn't do anything more wrong than other banks. But the Fed and the Treasury decided to let us go down and did all these other things to help other companies like Morgan Stanley and Goldman, which would have saved us. So it's a little bit like, you know, kind of unfair. He's kind of screaming unfair.
Do you think some of Fuld's scenario, though, has been borne out in the sense that perhaps a calculated decision was made by Hank Paulson and some of those in those days during the last hours of the Bush administration to let Lehman Brothers fail, that it would, like, send a signal to the market, but the signal that was sent was actually a more scary one, and they had to come back and actually save these other banks, and they weren't anticipating doing that?
Well, that's right. You know, the Democratic chairman of the commission yesterday read some emails from the chief of staff for Hank Paulson, the former Treasury Secretary, that were very clear about the idea that they were letting Lehman go down. One even said, you know, it makes my stomach sick to think of saving Lehman. So there was, you know, there's a lot of evidence there was this clear decision. But, you know, even the question of whether there was a clear decision is getting politicized because yesterday you saw the Republican commissioners arguing that, well, there weren't other choices, and the Democratic commissioners arguing you could have done more to save them.
What do you think is on the mind of, and you know, you're way out of limb here, speculating on the what's in the mind of Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, but he's going to testify today. In a sense, do you think he'll want to set the sort of final record down or dodge the questions of the committee because he's still very much in the thick of it? He's going to be testifying today.
That's right. I mean, it's actually easier ground for him right now to talk about how the bailout was handled, how the banking system was handled, because at least for now, a lot of these companies look a lot better. They look pretty good. So the questions he'll get today on handling the crisis in terms of the banking system are easier than questions on what's going to happen with this economy. You know, as we see these hearings wrap up, I think the question is, you know, what's going to come next? And you know, one thing I was thinking about while watching this hearing yesterday is how much these hearings, all of them, have kind of put Wall Street on trial, pulled the veil back from Wall Street for all of us, something we normally don't get to see these kinds of questions asked. And it made me wonder if there isn't some sort of permanent commission, permanent role for questioning Wall Street, bringing them into Washington next year and saying, okay, how are you making money now? Okay, what are you paying now? Because, you know, Wall Street, as we have seen, can cause such devastating effects to our economy and may rely on the government for future bailouts.
So this openness might actually stick around.
Well, you know, I have to ask you, having listened to some of Dick Fuld's testimony, it struck me that he wasn't necessarily arguing that their tactics may have been wrong, that they made a mistake. That wasn't his argument at all. It was just that they all did it and they were all equally at fault, that Lehman Brothers did the same wrong, bad things that everybody else did. Like, he's not eschewing responsibility. He's just saying it wasn't just us.
Oh, that's right. I mean, I've been to a number of these hearings because, you know, they've gone on for the last 2 years, and at very few of them have you seen bankers stand up and say, I made a mistake. We were wrong. I'm sorry. You know, the most famous one, when you look at wrapping up these commissions, the most famous hearing I think will go down will be the Senate hearing with all the Goldman executives and Lloyd Blankfein in the spring, an 11-hour hearing. And, you know, I remember at the end of that day sitting there thinking, wow. And so they did nothing wrong? That's what they think? And that's clearly not what the lawmakers thought. And I also remember thinking that day, you know, if Wall Street never really has a day in court, if there aren't really cases that go to court, they've kind of had their day in court in front of the public through these commissions.
Well, that sort of raises the big question. The meta question here is there's lots of institutions looking into what happened in 2007, 2008. Who caused it? What caused it? And how do we prevent it happening again? There's this commission. There are the Senate hearings that you've referred to. There's the whole financial regulatory bill process, which looked at some of the causes and actually came up with a bill before this commission was even done. Even the New York Times, you and your colleagues in journalism are trying to get to the bottom of this. In the end, will we have a definitive answer? And if so, will it prevent anything from happening in the future?
I do think a definitive answer, if we ever have one, will take a lot longer. You know, the history books are still waiting to be written because you can't see things when you're in the eye of the storm. So, and we're just not out of it yet. And so stay tuned, I think, you know, read the history books. But also it'll be interesting to see what this commission comes up with. Their report's not due till December.
Will this commission be an important part of that history, or is it going to be just another detail?
It probably will. You know, this is modeled after the 9/11 commission.
Right.
If you remember, that was a very authoritative text on it. And it's modeled after the PCORA commission, after the Depression. And I have tried to demand some documents from this commission that they haven't released. And they've told me, no, we're holding off on these so that we'll have some new material for our final report. So I'll definitely read it with interest.
But the next meltdown isn't going to even resemble what happened here, right?
It's going to be in a new asset class. But, you know, some of those human motivators, greed, profit seeking, reaching for higher returns, I bet you those will be in any other crisis we have.
The classic motives of Shakespearean drama will be there. The asset class will be different.
That's
There's
right.
your takeaway. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.